Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, food. We love food.
We sure do. And I'd like to welcome to the show John Gabriel.
Hi, how are you?
Now, you have written a couple of books, and it's all about, I guess, amazing mind-body weight loss and approaching specifically those who have tried and failed at dieting. Is that what it's all about, really?
Yeah, well, it's about approaching weight loss from a totally different angle. It's about getting your body to want to be thin rather than forcing yourself to lose weight. So most people, they try to go on a diet that through willpower, discipline, behavior modification. What usually happens is you end up going to war with your body, where your body's fighting you all the time with cravings, and that's something I lived through when I was over 186 kilos. But what I discovered is that your body has very specific reasons why it holds on to weight, and if you can address them, you're not hungry anymore, you're not fighting cravings, and it actually becomes very easy to lose weight. And I ended up losing over 100 kilos.
Wow.
And that was over 8 years ago, and I've been the same weight now for 8 years, and I never, ever think about what I'm eating or how much I'm eating or counting calories. Discipline's never an issue. It's simply my body doesn't want to hold on to the weight anymore.
Did something happen in your life, though, that made you want to change? And to, you know, 186, did you say? That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, no, it was huge. I had a couple of really powerful turning points. One was I had been trying to lose weight by dieting, and I was living in New York working on Wall Street, and I was meeting with Dr. Atkins. I went to the Pritikin Institute. Everything I did, I'd lose a little weight, but my body would fight me, and I decided I was never going to diet again because for some reason my body wanted to be fat. So I decided I'd never diet again. Instead, I'd try to figure out why my body wanted to be fat and what I could do to solve that problem. And I had a really solid biochemistry background, so that gave me enough of a foundation to go on the internet and do the research. And then that was in September of 2001. And just after I had that kind of epiphany, was September 11th, I'm just narrowly escaping on one of the planes. And when that happened, I said, you know, here I'm killing myself, and the universe just gave me a second chance. Mm. So I just let go of everything in a life that really wasn't working for me and spent my life trying to solve the problem. And as I was losing weight, I started to realize I have a really strong message for the world. And the message is, it's not about willpower, not about discipline. People that are overweight are not weak or lazy. It's simply that there's a program inside us that forces us to gain weight. And when you live through that, you realize that it's true. And when you can turn that off, see, I've been on both sides of the tracks now. When you can turn that off, weight loss is effortless. So that's been my message now for the last 8 years. It's starting to spread into what my first book got translated into 14 languages, and it's in 60 countries. And I just did an online class this morning for 700 people in 50 different countries. So it's starting to really, people are catching on, and it's kind of exciting to see.
What is the next move? So, you know, for people listening today and they think, yep, you know, I don't want to be as big as I am.
Yeah.
I understand what Don's saying.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
That's exactly it. See, when I first wrote the book, people all over the world were writing me and saying, I get it. What do I do now? So we've created all kinds of support systems. One is a visualization because the foods we have don't have the nutrition that we want. So it's like we're starving on a nutritional level. So it's a way of making foods taste really delicious, but at the same time, you're using good fats that don't get corrupted at high temperature. You're using healthy carbohydrates instead of unhealthy ones, healthy sugars, and you're substituting certain ingredients without sacrificing taste, but nourishing your body. And what happens is, as you nourish your body, that trigger goes away and you become less hungry. Learn how to add nutrients to your body. Don't turn it into a diet, but make sure you're eating live, adding live food. And again, don't become a raw food vegan. Don't give up anything right now. Just add real food. Make pretend that you were living on an island 10,000 years ago and you didn't have any cooking device. So whatever was there 10,000 years ago, add that to your plate. So add more real food, and also learn how to live a lower stress life. Take some time out in the afternoon, go for a walk, maybe do some meditating, yoga, or just hanging out with friends, but place some value on stress reduction.
Hey, John, it's great to have you on today's show. It really is extraordinary. And for more, you can go on to mindfood.com and learn about John Gabriel or his own site, thegabrielmethod.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.